what a powerful testimony than, like, my life is incredible because of God. Like, you know, that to me, that speaks more about God's character to someone than I suffer for Jesus every day. You know, like, God wants to bless you, and we can celebrate. You know, if you have breakthrough, do not, like, we are bad at celebrating things, I think. And so, like, I got a message about, you know, fighting to the end, but I just, like, after that, we can just celebrate, I think, and just hang out and fellowship and, you know, party a little bit. I'm excited. Like, why not? Seriously. Like, you know, I think, honestly, as a Christian, I've got more reason to celebrate than anybody on the planet. You know, nobody else has a real reason to celebrate, but we do. So we can go for it, hey. You know, I mean, it's like the end of this series, but it's really the start of breakthrough, you know, and you can't stop now and give up and go, oh, I'm done, back to my life. I mean, we've been joking, like, this is the last night of breakthrough, so, you know, next week back to mediocrity. That's not how to live, you know. We need to fight to the end, and that means, like, you know what the end is? The end is when you die. So fighting to the end means fighting until you die. Woo! That is awesome. And so, you know, if you want to win a race, you've got to finish it. I know when I was little, you know, at school or when we played sport, you know, everybody got something because they didn't want to make anybody feel bad for being a loser. So everybody got something for entering. You didn't even have to finish and they would give you some, like, an encouragement award. And I was just like, that's great. I think we should do that definitely. But, you know, I don't want to win the encouragement award. I want to win the gold medal. Like, I don't know about you, but it's, you know, I think that's heaps better to win than to, you know, not finish and someone pat you on the back and say, well, you tried. Like, I don't want that. I want, well done. Come on. Anybody else with me on that? Or do you want the encouragement award? You're like, oh, I'm happy. You know, give me that ribbon. Like, that's not gold or silver or whatever. It's just, like, you know, just a whatever colored ribbon that just says, woohoo, you know. You with me on this? Come on. You can make noise. It's okay. I'm not saying you got to be perfect, yeah? I'm saying that I want to get to the end of my life and know that I did as much as I could of what God told me to do. You know, as much as I possibly could do of what God has called me to do. I don't want to get to the end and go, oh man, if I just, you know, if I just been a bit more disciplined, if I just tried a bit harder, you know, if I just stuck it out just like another week, I would have seen my life be so different. I want to say, yeah, God, I know that like I made mistakes, I know that I did things wrong, but I did my best to do what you have called me to do. And that's what I want for my life, yeah? And Dad shared this morning, but in 2 Timothy 4, Paul is talking just about the end of his life. And he makes this, I think it's an incredible statement. He says in verse 7, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I think it's so amazing that Paul, you know, he can say that. That is so awesome that he can get to the end of his life and he knows that he's getting to the end and he says, you know, I've done it. I got every confidence that I've done it and I can just look forward to the reward that I have. Like, what a perspective to have. What a way to go. You know, when I'm old and, you know, about to leave this earth, you know, I want to be sitting there not going, oh, there's so many things I wish I would have done. I want to be like, I can't wait for the reward, the crown of righteousness. Come on, yeah? That's awesome. But I think what's incredible is that, like Paul says that, and nobody can argue that he had this incredible impact on the world, and he did so much for God. And because of him, like, you know, because of him, the church is where it is today. Because of him, like, to be honest, like, I'm a Gentile. You're a Gentile. No, if there's Jewish people, that's great. But, you know, most of us in Australia, we're Gentiles. And so without Paul, you know, we wouldn't have heard about Jesus. It's really simple. So that's incredible, you know. But what I think is amazing is that God's, like, plan and God's purpose and God's reward is exactly as big and exactly the same for me as it is for Paul. And it's exactly the same for you as it was for Paul. And we can look at this guy that had this incredible plan, but he says, you know, it's not only me, but it's all who have longed for his appearing. It's everybody. So that's crazy, yeah? Just as big, yeah? But the challenge is that it requires no less than how Paul lived his life for God. You can't live a mundane, average, everyday life for God. It doesn't work. That's like an oxymoron. It's like, you know, if your life is for God, then it can't be mundane and average, you know? If you really live your life for God, then it'll be a huge life. If you really believe, or if you really push in, then it's going to be enormous and God's going to do something incredible with it, yeah? And if you don't, then it'll be mundane and average. You can't have both. In 1 Timothy 6:11, it says, "But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." I love this verse, and there's always, it always, that flee and pursue always stands out to me. Because it's so, like, big and it's so dramatic, and it's so, like, it's not a small description. It's not like a small movement. It's flee, run for your life, and pursue, you know, take hold of the thing that you've been called. You know, God has already won the breakthrough in your life. Jesus already died. He already rose again. You don't have to wait for him to do that. It is finished. Amen. All you've got to do is grab a hold of it. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. Amen? Come on, grab it. Now, it's so easy to lose focus and to get slack, to take it easy. You get to the end of this series and you just go back to average life. Like, it's just so easy to do. And you lose your motivation, you lose your heart, you become apathetic. And apathy, That robs more people than sin. It robs more people than, like, horrible circumstance. You know, I heard this quote, and it's from William Osler, who they say is basically the father of modern medicine, and he was one of the people that, he was the director of medicine at Johns Hopkins in the, like, late 1800s, early 1900s, and basically he was the first person to, intern doctors. So I don't know if you've seen Scrubs. You know how they're interns. Like, he was the guy that came up with that. Before that, the doctors all just stayed at university, and then they were a doctor suddenly and had to treat patients. So pretty cool. But he says this. He says, "By far the most dangerous foe we have to fight is apathy, indifference from whatever cause, not from lack of knowledge, but from carelessness, from absorption in other pursuits, and from a contempt of self-satisfaction. It is often not the big obvious thing that will knock you over. It's the everyday little things. And so to fight the fight to the end, to see breakthrough for your whole life, it requires everyday action, you know. It requires, like, doing something every day about it. You know, understanding that every day is a chance to have breakthrough. Every day is a chance to do what God has called you to do. You know, not just when the church has a series, not just when someone preaches a message about breakthrough, but every single morning you get up and you realize today is an opportunity for me to do what God has called me to do. Amen? You know, in Ephesians 6 is this really famous passage, and it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand." I love it. It's just, you know, it's not, "I will stand firm in my mighty power." I will stand firm in his mighty power. In the power of God in my life, I will stand firm. And when I've done everything else, I will just stand. And that's what it takes. If you want breakthrough, that's what it takes. He says, put on the full armor of God. And I was reading this today, and I'm going to quickly go through it, but and it says, stand firm with the belt of truth. You know, that's the truth of God, not your truth, not your personal idea or philosophy, but the truth of God, yeah? It says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. You know, that's righteousness that comes by faith and grace, not my own self-righteous idea, yeah? With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You know, not I'm ready because of my talent or my ability, but I'm ready because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen? No, and in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. It's not like I know lots about Christianity and the Bible. My head is full of knowledge. It's faith in that what Jesus has done for me is real. And what the Bible says Jesus did is truth, is actually real. It's not a nice story. It's real. Amen? Who believes that, yeah? Amen? Good. It says, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, devil will try and get inside your head. But if you have faith, it goes beyond that. You know, and it'll extinguish all arrows. You know, take the helmet of salvation. You know, that'll protect you. You're saved. Come on. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. You know, it's not about like my ideas or my talent or my ability or my strength or anything that I can do. It's about the power of God in my life. And when I add up any obstacle against the power of God, the obstacle loses every single time. So that's incredible. So what, like, when I look at that list and I see all the things that God promises for me and says to put on, and he says, these are the things. He says, it's not this hard list of things that you must observe to do, and because if you do these legal things, then you will be saved. It's like, this is all these amazing free gifts that I've given to you. Here's all these amazing things that you can put on every day that will protect you and enable you to fight the good fight. It doesn't say you have to do it by yourself, but he says, look, here's this like incredible suit of armor for you to put on, and when you put it on, nothing can stop you. How awesome is that? Like, honestly, it's hard to see how we can't get breakthrough when we look at the things that God has given to us, yeah? He has given us so much. So I'm going to finish. But honestly, like, let's go from here with, like, a spirit of joy and a spirit of celebration, because God has given us so much and he has already won the victory. In Jesus' name, man. He has already done the thing that you need him to do. He has already broken the thing that you need him to break. He has already forgiven the thing that you need forgiveness for. He has already opened the door that you need him to open. You know, he's already filled your heart. He's already died on the cross and risen again. Amen? And we can get that into our hearts and not live a life that's bound by anything, but a life that is free in Christ. Amen? That's just awesome, yeah? It just seems good. I'm going to pray. God, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for who you are, for your love and your faithfulness, God, and that you created us and that you love us and that you forgive us, God, and that you're with us every single day. And God, that you have an incredible plan and an incredible purpose for every single life here, God, every single person here. But nobody has been left out. Nobody has been forgotten. But you know every person by name. And you have an incredible plan for their life. It's never too late. It's never too early. You have something incredible for them. God, I pray that as we leave church tonight and we leave this series behind, God, that we would live lives of breakthrough in your strength and in your power, God. That we wouldn't have to like always be focused on breaking through, but we would be living in breakthrough every day and doing what you have willed and purposed us to do, God. So I lift up every life and every purpose to you, God. We commit ourselves to you. God, we commit these needs and these things that we've given to you just again, God, and we just thank you for it. And we move forward with a spirit of joy and celebration because you have already won the victory. Amen. Before we finish, I want to give you a chance to connect with God. If you don't know God, and if you like don't follow him or you don't have a relationship with him and you want to accept Jesus, then I want to pray for you tonight. And so if that's you, maybe you've never thought of being a Christian before, or maybe you were and you would have called yourself that, but you know that your life is far from God, then I want to pray with you tonight. And it's a victory prayer, not a sad thing or something. This is the most incredible thing you could ever do. And we're just all going to pray together. And if you want to do that, then you pray from your heart for real, and you make that a real thing. So this is going to come up on the screen. We'll all just pray together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I'll follow you. Amen. These guys are going to play something. We're going to finish. Good.